Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Bruno Rodriguez, a strength and recovery specialist who designs programs for professional athletes and patients recovering from surgery. Today, we're diving into testosterone replacement therapy, side effects, what men should watch, and how to prevent the big ones. Let me hit you with a guy moment real quick. You finally get on TRT. Energy's up. Workouts feel awesome. Libido's back. And you're thinking, all right, fixed, I'm done. But then, 3 months later, your blood pressure's creeping up, your face is flushing, your wife says your snoring is getting insane, or you notice acne on your back like you're 17 again. Here's the punchline. Most TRT side effects aren't random. They're predictable, and a lot of them are preventable. The problem is, guys treat TRT like a phone upgrade instead of what it actually is. A medical plan with safety checkpoints. All right, so let's break this down like we're talking at the gym. Think of TRT like adding horsepower to your truck. It can be awesome. But if you add horsepower and never look at the oil temp, the coolant gauge, the tire pressure, eventually something's going to complain. Loudly. Here's what most guys don't realize. Testosterone doesn't just touch muscle and sex drive. It nudges a handful of systems that can bite you if you're not watching. Number one, the thick blood issue. Testosterone can tell your body to make more red blood cells. Red blood cells are great. They carry oxygen. They help performance. But there's a tipping point. I explain it like this. Red blood cells are delivery trucks on the highway. A few extra trucks? Cool. More deliveries. Better service. Too many trucks? Traffic jam. Higher chance of a pileup. The lab number we watch is hematocrit, basically how much of your blood is made up of red cells. And on TRT, a hematocrit over 54% is a common, okay, we need to do something threshold. Because thicker blood may raise clot risk. And the scary part is it can rise quietly. No symptoms. You can feel fine until you're not. So what should you pay attention to? If you start getting new headaches, weird facial flushing, or vision changes, don't tough guy that. Get checked. And real talk, if you ever get chest pain, shortness of breath, sudden leg swelling, calf pain, that's not wait and see. That's urgent. Number two, water retention and blood pressure. Testosterone can make some guys hold on to more salt and water. Not always dramatic, but enough that you might notice puffy ankles, tighter rings, or the scale jumping up fast over a few days. Think about your circulation like home plumbing. If the system already runs at high pressure, adding even a little extra fluid can stress the pipes. This is why blood pressure checks aren't optional, especially if you already run high, or you've got heart or kidney issues. Even if you feel great in the gym, your blood vessels might be feeling differently. Number three, skin and hair, the mirror problems. Some testosterone gets converted into a stronger cousin called DHT. You don't need the science here, just note DHT tends to hit oil glands and hair follicles hard. So yes, acne and oily skin can pop up. It's not most men, but it's not rare either. Roughly 5 to 15% of guys on TRT deal with it. And hair thinning? TRT usually doesn't create baldness out of nowhere. It turns up the volume on what your genetics already planned. If male pattern hair loss runs in your family, higher levels can speed that timeline up. Which brings me to a huge point. Chasing the highest testosterone number you can get is like redlining your engine every time you drive to the grocery store. Cool story, bad strategy. The win is steady mid-normal levels, not how high can I push this? Number four, the estrogen side road. And yeah, we're going there. Some testosterone converts into estradiol. That's an estrogen hormone, and men have it too. Normal estradiol is not the enemy. But if that balance gets off, some guys notice breast tenderness, nipple sensitivity, or even a firm little lump under the nipple area. It's one of the most annoying side effects because it can feel personal. Like, come on, man. And here's what matters. Higher body fat can increase that conversion. So if you're on TRT and carrying extra fat, you might be more likely to notice this, especially if your dose is pushing you above normal. Number 5, fertility. This one catches guys off guard all the time. If you might want kids soon, pay attention to this. When testosterone comes from outside your body, your brain reads it like inventory's full. So your brain turns down the signals to the testes, the signals that drive natural testosterone production and sperm production. Controlled trials show sperm counts can drop to near zero within 3 to 6 months on TRT. Not years, months. And coming off TRT to recover fertility can take months. And it's not always a perfect bounce back for every single guy. So if you're trying to conceive, TRT is usually a poor fit. There are other options that a specialist might use depending on what's going on. Things like meds that stimulate your own production, or HCG in some cases. But the big takeaway is simple. Don't start TRT without a real fertility conversation. Number 6, prostate and urinary stuff. A lot of guys hear TRT and immediately think prostate cancer. The evidence doesn't show TRT causes prostate cancer. But PSA can change, and we don't ignore trends. PSA is just a blood marker from the prostate. We track it over time. A PSA rise of more than 1.4 in a year is a common, hey, let's take a closer look trigger. Not panic, but definitely not ignore. Also, if you already have urinary symptoms, weak stream, urgency, getting up to pee at night, TRT might not wreck you, but you should monitor it, because individual responses vary. Now let's talk prevention, because this is where guys win. The safest TRT plans look boring, and I mean that as a compliment. Step 1, confirm it's real low testosterone, not just, I'm tired. Guidelines generally push for symptoms plus 2 separate early morning testosterone tests that are low. A lot of clinicians use 300, well, roughly 300 nanograms per deciliter, as a practical cutoff. But context matters. Step 2, don't skip the lifestyle basics. Look, I'm not going to tell you sleep fixes everything, but poor sleep, too much alcohol, high stress, excess body fat, those can crush how you feel. And they also raise the risk of TRT side effects like high blood pressure and sleep apnea. Lift consistently, sleep 7 to 9 hours, get your weight moving in the right direction. That's not motivational poster stuff, it's risk management. Step 3. Monitor like it's part of the prescription. Because it is. AUA-style guidance typically rechecks testosterone level, hematocrit, PSA, and blood pressure at 3 months, 6 months, then at least yearly. Not whenever, not if I remember, scheduled. Because hematocrit can climb silently, blood pressure can drift gradually. PSA is about the trend line, not one random number. And if something is off, don't self-adjust like you're tuning a carburetor in the driveway. Call your clinician. Common moves are lowering the dose, changing injection frequency, switching the delivery method, or pausing therapy while you address the driver. Also, if you snore loudly, wake up unrefreshed, or your partner says you stop breathing at night, get screened for sleep apnea. Low oxygen at night plus thicker blood is not a combo you want. All right, quick rapid fire common questions and mistakes I hear all the time. First one, if I feel good, higher is better. A lot of guys think that. But here's the truth. Pushing above normal increases the odds of side effects. Thick blood, acne, mood swings, nipple tenderness, fertility suppression, without proven long-term upside. The goal is normal human male levels, not superhero numbers. Second, I do injections so I don't need labs. Nope, big mistake. Labs are the dashboard. Hematocrit can rise with zero symptoms. Blood pressure can creep up slowly. PSA needs trending. Skipping labs is like driving cross-country with a check engine light on and a piece of tape over it. Third, TRT won't affect fertility if it's just a replacement dose. I get asked this all the time. External testosterone can drop sperm counts to near zero in 3 to 6 months, even at therapeutic doses. If having kids is on your radar, plan first. Don't improvise later. Bottom line, TRT can be a smart tool for the right man, but it is never set it and forget it. The wins come from steady, mid-normal levels and consistent follow-up, not chasing the highest number on a report. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VIDMA for free or order labs through our special offer at VIDMA.com.